Possible by the U of I's Center for Advanced Study. The Arnold O. Beckman Lecture in Science and Innovation presents Realizing the Promise of Research, Translation of Technology into Product by Edward Penowitt on Tuesday, April 4th at 4 p.m. in the NCSA Auditorium, 1205 West Clark in Urbana. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from The Great Impasta, a restaurant serving foods from northern Italy. The Great Impasta is at 114 West Church in Champaign. The staff at The Great Impasta encourage you to join them in supporting WILL AM 580.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in today. A recent assessment of public health in Champaign County found the lack of access to health care the most often cited problem. On the program today, we're going to take a look at public health issues facing the people of Champaign County. Our guest is the executive director of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, Vito Palazzolo. He joins us today ahead of a series of town hall meetings where the public is invited to share ideas about public health in Champaign County. The first of these is Thursday evening, April 6th, that's this week, at Lincoln Square Village in Urbana from 6:30 to 8:30. Later in the program, we'll tell you when and where the other town hall meetings will take place. Listeners, I invite your questions and comments. You can join us with a telephone call. The number in the Champaign-Urbana area, 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Anywhere else, toll-free 800-222-9455, 800-222-WILL. Let me tell you a bit more about our guest, Vito Palazzolo. He was named the executive director of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District in January of this year. Before coming to this community, he headed the Ottawa County Health Department in Michigan. He held that post from 2002 to 2005. He has also served in the Michigan Department of Agriculture and as an associate director of the Macomb County Health Department in Michigan. He holds a Bachelor of Science degree in Environmental Health and a Master's degree in Public Health Administration. Again, the phone number is 333-9455 and toll-free 800-222-9455. Welcome. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Sure. Well, let's start with a very basic question. What does the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District do?
Well, Celeste, that's a great question, and that's one thing, one of the reasons why we are looking at the town hall meetings, because we feel that maybe the public doesn't really understand or have experience or exposure to what public health really is. And public health is something that is involved with everybody's day-to-day lives, and the thing with public health is sometimes we're the persons behind the scenes or the programs behind the scenes that really people aren't aware of. A good example would be we have an environmental health division that deals with food inspection. So we have inspectors that go out there on a daily basis to inspect food establishments to make sure that they meet certain criteria. The reason for this is to help to prevent foodborne illnesses and also to make sure that these facilities are meeting the requirements of the law. We deal with people on day-to-day. Every time maybe when they live out in the country, every time they drink out of their well or every time they flush their toilet, that those things are public health. And what I mean by that is we are responsible for not only designing but also we do stuff as far as testing for well water and look at make sure that there's no bacteria or different types of things like nitrates or nitrate levels. What are they? When we look at, again, the septic tank issues, we are the ones that would design the system. My nursing staff, both in the chronic illness and maternal child health, deal with children on a day-to-day basis as far as their health needs and the needs in the community. We also have a dental program. So public health reaches out in a lot of different areas that I think, again, most people not necessarily, I don't want to say take for granted, but maybe aren't aware.
Yeah, okay. Well, where are you located?
We have four offices all together, and we have one office on Broadway in Urbana. We have an office on Neal Street and an office on Randolph and also an office in Rantoul.
Okay. Now, what's the relationship between the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District and the Champaign County Public Health Department?
Good question.
Got me confused earlier today.
So, yeah. And again, I think this is probably one of those areas that is very confusing both to Champaign-Urbana district residents as well as Champaign County residents. Mm-hmm. What we have is the Champaign-Urbana Health District has been in business or in operations for over a little over 60 years. So this has been around a long time, since the 30s. But what has happened in the county never was, prior to 1996, did not have a county health department. And so they became a county health department through a referendum and through some thought, I think, by the county commissioners and looking at what the needs of the community as far as the county residents are concerned. And so, as I mentioned, in 96, they put a referendum in, and then they established the county health department. And so what has happened is that instead of the county providing their own health department, what they do is subcontract or contract, I should say, with Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. And so what we have is a contractual agreement between the county and the district to provide certain services to the county residents. So even though they are really legally two separate entities, the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District is that staff and the programs that the county commissioners have utilized their dollars to pursue, but also to become a health department, they have to provide the four core services. Those are provided to the county residents above and beyond and separate from Champaign-Urbana Public Health District.
Okay. Would it be like two pockets on the same shirt kind of a thing?
Exactly. And so even though we have kind of two entities, two separate health departments, they're really not separate because the Champaign-Urbana District Health Department facilitates the needs of the communities located within the county.
Okay. Are there other health and social service providers that you work with in the community?
Yes, we do, and I think that that's going to be not only key for our success, but also something that I would really like to expand upon and reinforce in this community, and that is those collaborations. You know, public health is one entity, and we have so many other different types of agencies here, public agencies that help different people in our communities. You know, mental health programs. We have, you know, stuff like Red Cross and also other entities.
Francis Nelson comes to mind. School districts, perhaps.
Yes, and United Way. That's what I was trying to think of. I'm sorry, United Way. And so, exactly as you just mentioned, we have some additional areas and facilities that facilitate our needs. Francis Nelson is another good example. We have the Urbana School-Based Health Clinic that also helps to facilitate our needs and the community's needs. So, yes, we want to be in collaboration as much as we can.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned the Urbana School Health Center. This winter, the medical director resigned, and one of the problems that she cited was the district's dental program. And you were quoted at the time in the News Gazette as saying the situation was being looked into. Can you give us an update on the situation regarding the Urbana School Health Center and the dental program there?
I certainly can. And again, we're looking at the whole clinic. What we are doing is restructuring with our partners in collaboration with the Francis Nelson as well as the mental health component, and we are restructuring everything there at the clinic. And what I mean by that is we're in the process of hiring a full-time manager so that we have somebody on site 5 days a week to help to facilitate all the needs as far as for all three of the areas that are there. And again, that what I mean by that is the direct care as far as through Francis Nelson, the dental program through CUPHD, and also the mental health component. And one thing I really want to say is Mr. Gene Amberg and the Urbana School component has been very, very helpful in helping us to look at what our issues are and allowing us to expand, and that's where we're going to go. We actually are going to look at expanding facilities or services, I should say, at that facility. And so what we're in the process of doing is putting together a new administrative component there, as I mentioned earlier, having a full-time manager there, having a full-time receptionist there for scheduling, and then opening up our services. We're looking at expanding those to maybe 5 days a week as comparison just to the couple days a week that we're there now. In fact, the dental program is only one. We're looking at possibly in cooperation again, in collaboration again with the school and Mr. Amberg, we're looking at possibly 5 days a week providing dental services there, adding another full-time dentist. And so all these things that we're looking into, and we've talked with Ms. Barbara Dunn from Francis Nelson, and again, they're looking at their services there to make sure that we can facilitate the needs of the community. And so we unfortunately had some issues there that need to be taken care of. We feel that we're on a very good road to be able to do that. We've met with the state and tried to make sure that we are facilitating what those needs are and that we are going to change as we need to change. It will be hopefully within the next, I'm hoping by May 1st, all those changes will be implemented. And I think that the residents as well as the children in Urbana school area, the district, I should say, will see that those changes are very positive, but also that we've expanded our services. And I think that's kind of the key. And you know, you mentioned earlier, you asked me the question earlier as far as working with other entities in collaboration. And I think this is a prime example, and not only a prime example, but a very good example of how if we get with our partners and we look at some issue and we sit down at the table and we talk about those issues are, it's sometimes amazing even to myself that the different ideas that can come out of that and also the positives. And when we're complete with the transitions that we're making over there and implementing what we need to do, again, I will emphasize that with partnership and collaboration with Francis Nelson and also Urbana Schools, that we won't just have, I think, a very modern, also very well-used facility, but it'll also be state-of-the-art and also providing services that I think most residents may not have thought that we could do. And the dental program is one of those ones that we're going to expand. And we are looking at and we'll have some press releases coming out in the future, but we're looking at really changing that dental program. And it's needed. It's necessary. It's one of the things that, you know, we can, when we talk in the future here about the eye plan, that is definitely an issue that residents in Champaign County as well as within the city of Champaign-Urbana have a need for, and it's just not being provided. And so we are looking at some ways to help facilitate that and some ways for public health to take a lead role and do that in a collaboration.
Is there a center like the one at Urbana High in Champaign?
No, there's not. Not at this time.
There's got to be a need there, too.
And again, that's a good point. And the what happened initially was the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District put a grant together and received about $110,000 from the state of Illinois through the Department of Health and Services. With that, they also had some, and I wasn't here at this time, but from what I could see, some great different networks and different organizations came forward to help fund that clinic. You know, there were several different entities that provided money. The school, it was a shop class that was, you know, transformed from a shop class to, again, a very nice and modern clinic. And so, again, I will go back to just when people get together and they start understanding and there's some approaches there, all the wonderful things that can come out of that. But, yes, that might be something that we can try to pursue in the future as far as for Champaign.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Our guest this afternoon is the Executive Director of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, Vito Palazzolo. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon with questions, comments, join the discussion with a telephone call. The number in the Champaign-Urbana area, 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. 800-222-WILL. As I understand it, local health departments are required by the state of Illinois to assess their health assets and needs at least every 5 years. And the district has been at work on this and developing a community health plan. You want to give us an overview of the process?
Sure. What we have is, as you just mentioned, the as part of being responsible as far as a health department, every 5 years we have to do what's called an I-Plan. And the I-Plan stands for Illinois Project for Local Assessment of Needs. And what that actually does is allow us to look at an interview through the telephone system or through a telephone component residents of the community and find out what they feel through questions. I mean, there are specific questions that are asked, but find out what they feel their most needs are within the community as they fall into different categories. And the I-Plan for Champaign-Urbana District Health Department, as well as the County of Champaign, has just been completed. We'll be rolling that out within the next this month and then at the end of April, the 1st of May. And there were 10 basic areas that we found as high priority. And I don't think any surprise to anybody, the number one priority was access to health care. And so it goes from access to health care to cancer, cardiovascular disease, domestic violence, sexual abuse, elder abuse as one, infant mortality, mental health, obesity, oral health, sexually transmitted diseases, and substance abuse. Those are the top 10 issues or areas as far as through the I-Plan process. And so we are going to use those to, again, look at specifics that we are doing in public health, as well as how can we collaborate within the community.
Okay, and how does this fit with the town meetings that are coming up?
And what we are, that's, again, a good question, and thank you for that, because that's exactly what we're looking for. What we'd like to do is have residents come to our town meetings, number one, to meet public health. We want to reestablish ourselves in the community. We want to be out there so that people know that we are there to help everybody. And one of our statements is public health is for everyone. I think, unfortunately, public health and it sometimes just looked at as for people who are uninsured or people who may not have health care or the poor. And that's not true. We do a lot for everybody. And we want people to know that. As I mentioned earlier, when you first started, we affect everybody's life on a day-to-day basis. And so the town hall meetings are to give the residents of our communities, both Champaign and Urbana, as well as Champaign County, the ability to come in, meet us, look at a small presentation, and help us. Maybe give us their top five issues that they would like us to see the Champaign-Urbana District Health Department, and in cooperation with the county, what things do we need to address? Maybe a little bit different. They may be a little bit different than what we have in the I-Plan, but that's what we want that for. We want them to see who we are. We want them to understand who we are. And we want them to, again, be exposed to the positive that public health really is.
Okay. And let me run down very quickly, and then we'll go to a listener who's waiting to talk with us. Let me run down very quickly the town meetings that are coming up this week. Thursday, April 6th, the first one of these town meetings at the Lincoln Square Village in Urbana. Then coming up Tuesday, April 18th in Rantoul, a meeting at the Northern Champaign County Community Service Center. On April 27th, a meeting, town meeting in Philo at the Philo Township Building, and then back to Champaign-Urbana and Champaign at Parkland College on Thursday, May 4th. All events are from 6:30 to 8:30 in the evening. Well, now let's talk with a listener who's waiting for us in Champaign on line one. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. First of all, I have a comment, and that is that indeed there are many, many people in the communities you serve who do believe that you only serve low-income people. So that needs more, I think, more information in the community. The other is there seems to be a big concern about communicable diseases in general, everything from an increase in TB to HIV to this looming, possibly, bird flu. Can you just say a few words about how public health is involved with communicable disease prevention? Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Yes, there's a couple things. We actually have an STD, a sexually transmitted disease division, and one thing that you're correct on as far as one thing that we are seeing a drastic rise in our community is chlamydia and those types of sexually transmitted diseases, and it's something that we really do need to be aware of and address as far as an issue. And so we actually have, again, our division who is out there dealing with sexually transmitted diseases and even HIV/AIDS, and we do that through a variety of programs, both for people who come into the health department, but also we go out to the residents are out to different areas to facilitate what their needs are. And what we do with that is we feel that if we take the program to the people that may need that, then they're more likely to have access to the program. And so both in those areas, we really are trying to expand. And Julie Pride is my director and for my communicable disease area, and she just does a phenomenal job. Her and her staff are out there all the time. They have the what we call the WOW vans and Wellness on Wheels, and they're just really trying to help to address this issue in Urbana and Champaign area, because it definitely is one of our big problems. As far as when it comes to the, as you mentioned, called the bird flu or the avian flu, that's in a different component or different division. That's under our emergency preparedness program. And it just so happens that today, before I came here, we had a meeting with the Champaign Emergency Preparedness Group, and there's a variety of people representing that are represented on that group, from the city of Champaign, the city of Urbana, the Champaign County, and the residents, the 911, all MedCAD, all kinds of different county organizations or county departments are involved in that, so that we can address this issue in the future. Actually, even though we're calling it avian flu, we still utilize and we still have a program that we would look at for all different types of issues like that. And we have that program in place, and we also have the for the county, the area that we would all be involved in, both in public health as well as with the county programs. And so we look at it as an infectious disease. We look at it in a bigger picture, avian flu being one. Another thing that we had a scare in the past was the possibility of smallpox is another one. Other things with anthrax. Some of those things, although anthrax wouldn't be part of it, but some of those things are all involved in, as you mentioned, the communicable disease area, and we are addressing that, and we actually have plans already to address that. What we do is meet on a weekly basis with, again, our other partners within the county, and we are part of that process. And also the university. So I want everybody to know that the university is also involved.
Okay. Can you give us some sense of what happens in these meetings, the issues that you've got to address and confront, and how ready are we for something like avian flu?
Well, I think we're very ready, and what we actually do is we look at what our plans are. We have a countywide plan, and then we specifically break it down into what I'll call departments. So what's 911 going to do as far as if we have this issue? What's the fire department for Champaign or Urbana going to do if we have an issue? What are the police departments going to do? What is public health going to do? How do we respond with our first responders, and how are we going to do if we need to do mass prophylaxis for the community? How are we going to do that? If we need to pass out some type of medication in a pill form, how are we going to do that? So what we do is we have these in place. We write these plans, and then also what we do to see how the plans work is we actually do two things. We do tabletop exercises and give ourselves a scenario, and we go through a tabletop exercise to see how our plan would work. But we also actually have a real event, not necessarily real to the extent that we have the issue, but we will take a smallpox event, and we'll say we had an exposure to smallpox, and actually put together the clinics and go through what we would do for the mass prophylaxis and ask the questions, fill out the forms, have it staffed, be there either passing out or providing the shots, and then going through that whole process. You know, where are our buildings at that we would conduct as far as for the community? Where are we going to go to as far as for the first responders? So all these things are already in place, and what we do, you know, the old saying, practice makes perfect. So we also do what I'll call drills or have these different types of tabletop exercises or other exercises so that we can also implement and see how it's going to work. So we try to do it in a manner that's, I'll call, real time. And what I mean by that is we actually will do an exercise, but those are the type of things that we go through. The first thing is the planning stage. We need to make sure that all the different collaborative groups are there. You know, do we have somebody from the medical community? Do we have everybody representing the police community and the fire community? And then we get together and we put our process together.
Mm-hmm. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Other phone calls are invited. Questions, comments, 333-9455, the number in the Champaign-Urbana area. Anywhere else, toll-free, 800-222-9455. Our guest this afternoon, the executive director of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District Vito Palazzolo. My name is Celeste Quinn. Listeners, you can join us this afternoon with a phone call, 333-WILL, 800-222-WILL. Do you have a sense of the county's assets and needs going back to the I-Plan changing significantly since the last time the district went through this exercise?
From what I see right now, Celeste, the answer in some areas is going to be yes, and that's one thing that's so valuable about the I-Plans and continuing to do needs assessment and planning that we have, such as this particular area. Again, access to health care is one of the number one issues. So what are we doing about that, and where are we going to go with that? We are already trying to put together a collaborative with United Way to meet with the medical community and try to find out what types of things can we do to help facilitate their needs, and what are some of the issues. You know, we have one center here, Francis Nelson, that has the ability as far as through the federal government as a health center. But what can we do to help not only alleviate some of the people that go there, but also look at the rest of our community? And how do we best do that? How do we understand the issues with Medicaid? How do we understand the, you know, either the uninsured or the you know, people that are on Medicaid and their ability to provide services? So what we're trying to do right now, and again, in collaboration with the medical community, is put together a group so that we can talk about these issues and not just talk about it, but how can we approach it? And I think that's the thing that is so important here, is that it's one thing to do a needs assessment as the I-Plan, but what are we going to do with it? And so that's one of the areas. The other thing that public health is doing is I just started a new division, in fact, last week, and it's going to be a health promotion division. And my health promotion division is going to start looking at some of the issues that we have identified in the I-Plan: cancer, cardiovascular diseases, and, you know, even some things maybe like domestic violence. And so obesity is another issue. How are we, or what can we do as public health? And again, not that we want to be in a little island by ourselves, but how can we maybe be the catalyst or the spear, you know, the tip of the spear to help other people come on board with us, other agencies, to help us address some of these issues? How can we do something? Peter Tracy and I have met a couple different times as far as some the mental health component. So being that mental health is an issue, how can we, you know, how can public health and mental health go together hand in hand to address some of these issues within the community? You know, in the I-Plan, it was said that there was one of the questions that were asked is in a 30-day period, how often are you depressed or in a blue mood? And, you know, it was a relatively high percentage of people, as well as from 8 to 20 days as far as in that month time, how do you feel? And that was also relatively high. So, you know, when we're looking at, you know, 30% of our population who was involved in the needs assessment saying that they, you know, have mental health issues or feel that there are some issues that they need to be taken care of, we need to look at that. And so how can we be in collaboration with and how can we be in partnership with our other partners? One thing that was very surprising to me about the I-Plan was infant mortality. And we have a very high infant mortality rate in the Champaign-Urbana area and within the county of Champaign. And, you know, we are probably five times higher than the national average, and we need to look at that. So what are we doing for, you know, pregnant mothers? You know, how are we dealing with things as far as substance abuse? And when I mean substance abuse, I don't necessarily mean drugs, but with smoking, you know, with alcohol, you know, consumption. How can we let people know that those are things, if they feel it, or if they're pregnant, or if they're not sure they are, how can we try to help them to reduce that? Another thing is, you know, prenatal care, you know, within that first trimester. How can we provide access by pregnant mothers to that care? Because that's where we're having some of the issues as far as this, you know, infant mortality problem, either with underweight or very low underweight babies. And so those are some of the things that we really need to look at and are addressed in this I-Plan. One other area that we've talked about is oral health, you know, the access to adults and even children, but more so adults within this community to actually have dental care. It's very noticeable in our in the eye plan that you know, within, I think there's probably about a 15% or 16% rate of people that never even go to the dentist. And so how does that reflect on work and their ability to work, and what does it affect even our medical community when they have to go to the emergency room to get some type of pain medication because they have an abscessed tooth? And where do they go after that? So all these things that are in this eye plan and in the, within the top 10 areas, we need to address.
Let's take some more calls. Next, we go to a listener in Champaign on line one. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Claudia Lenhoff, and I'm the executive director at the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. And it's great to hear Vito Palazzolo on the radio talking about this. I believe that that great things are ahead for public health in our community under your leadership. So this is very exciting. I wanted to just make a comment to correct one statement earlier on in the radio program, and that had to do with the history of the county health department here in Champaign County. And it was the county health department was, in fact, not created by the Champaign County Board. It was precisely because the county board refused to create a health department and actually even opposed it, that the citizens of Champaign County had to organize and mobilize to have a voter referendum on the ballot. And so the county health department was actually created by the people of Champaign County. And I think that's actually one of the strengths of the county health department, is that, you know, it can only change through voter referendum. The county board, no matter how it changes, cannot, you know, undo the health department. So that's just one thing I wanted to correct. And then the other thing is, you were talking about the need for adult dental, and over 50% of the callers to our consumer health hotline, which we receive close to 300 to 400 calls every month, over 50% of those calls are from adults who can't afford dental care and who are in really desperate situations. And we were really excited to read in the newspaper, there was an article where you mentioned that you were considering utilizing the dental clinics through the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District to serve adults. And I'm just wondering if you had, you know, if you wanted to comment a little bit more on that, and I'll hang up and listen. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the positive comments and also that correction. A little bit of the history as far as the county health department, I appreciate that information. As far as the adult component with oral health or the dental program, we are looking at a program right now and are looking at our services right now of what is needed in the community. And this is definitely not only through the eye plan, but also through just resources like yourself, and also talking to the medical community, the emergency rooms. How many people come into the emergency rooms on a yearly basis? And right now, both of the two clinics that have provided information to us, there have been over 900 people coming in at a cost of over $200 per visit. So if you start adding up that cost, it's a huge drain on the medical community as far as cost, and also the emergency room. So what we're trying to do, and what we are going to do, I should say, is we're going to expand our services. And what we are going to look at doing is providing adult services at both the Urbana school-based health clinic for Urbana residents, and then also expanding the dental program for adults at the Neal Street office to adults. And right now we're still working out the specifics, but that's the approach that we are going to take and that we are trying to take, because this is a huge, and I hate to overemphasize that, but it is a huge issue in this community, as you just mentioned, the number of calls that you receive. So what we are going to do is look at providing services to adults on Medicaid, and also to help maybe even some of the non-insured. Again, we're still not complete in putting all the specifics together, but that's the direction that we're going in. And I really want to thank my Board of Health, the three-member board, for allowing us to move in this direction, because without their support, we would not be able to accomplish this. And, you know, the three-member board for the Champaign or Urbana District Health has just been phenomenal, and they've been very, very positive to work with, and also looking at ideas and allowing us to expand. And so that three-member board, Carol Elliott, Linda Abernathy, and Barbara Wasaki, have been, again, key to the abilities for me to bring possible changes in programs and moving forward in some of those programs, because without their support, we wouldn't be able to do anything. And I think that that really says a lot about them and their commitment to public health, but also their residents or the residents of Champaign and Urbana. And I think that, you know, that that support will be well-recognized and appreciated in the future.
Let's take another call. Listener in Champaign County, line two. Hello.
Hi. I was going to ask about the expansion of the health district to the... let me take this other device away. That would help.
There you go. Okay.
I've got two of these things at the same time. I'd like to know, you know, that was sort of the history, but I was wondering what's going on with it. I know one of the things was that there are only five counties in the state that didn't have a county district, and it was absolutely, I thought, incredibly embarrassing and absolutely outrageous that there was none and there was so much opposition to it. But I want to know what kind of programs are being extended to the rural areas and how well that's funded. And then the other thing is... before the kind of quick exit of your previous, the King fellow, whatever his first name was, I don't want you to comment him or even go over the history, but I'm just wondering if the worker relations are how you're approaching it, because that was certainly one of the problems that was going on. And I know that's kind of open-ended, so I thought I'd let you hit it out of any way you want. And since I'm having some transmission problem, I'll just hang up and listen. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Well, to address your first question, what with the county, what we're actually doing, we have a board of health that represents the county health department. And what they're doing, they're required by law also, just as the Champaign-Urbana District Health Department is required by law, to provide the four core services. And the four core services deal with food protection, water, on-site septic, and then communicable disease. And there's some specifics in there, STD, or sexually transmitted diseases, HIV, TB. And so those four functions are offered to also to everybody in Champaign County, as well as the CUPHD district. Above and beyond that, what the county has is they have a limited amount, well, fund is about $1.2 million. And then what they do is they contract with Champaign-Urbana to provide additional services to those four core functions. And so out in the county, we also provide different types of clinics and some of the services that we provide here in CUPHD. It's not as extensive because of the dollars that there, but that board has also been very positive and very helpful. And in fact, we're looking at going through contract negotiations right now to look at what services and or what changes in those services are needed for the county residents that either Champaign provides, Champaign-Urbana District provides now, or that they want different out in into the county. So we're in that process right now. As far as the employee issue, one thing that we are doing is we're in the process of hiring a new human resource director, and we are trying to definitely change that approach as far as how the staff was approached and dealt with in the past, and how that they're for me to let them know that they are not only an integral part, but they're the key to our success. It doesn't make any difference for myself as an administrator or my leadership team what we do. The most important people there, in my opinion, are the people that actually provide the services, and that's our staff. That's my staff. And we need to make sure, and I need to make sure, that they know they're valued, that they're appreciated, that they're treated like professionals, and that they are professionals. And that's something that we are working on diligently as we speak, and we're trying to have them understand, or I'm trying to have them understand, their importance and their role. And without them, Champaign-Urbana Public Health District would be nothing. And I truly believe that. I can come up with all the ideas and have all the thoughts that I want to have as far as what we need to do, but without a professional, committed staff who care about people in this community and care about public health, we're not going to go anywhere. And I believe that we have that. In fact, I know that we have that. But it's going to be my challenge is going to be to let them know that. And I'm trying to do that as we speak.
Overall, can you give us some idea of how healthy or unhealthy are the people of Champaign County? And how do we compare with counties that might be somewhat similar, you know, that might have a middle-sized city located within their boundaries. For example, McLean, Peoria, Sangamon.
Well, actually, to be honest with you, when we look at the top 10 issues that we have, unfortunately, the Champaign-Urbana area or Champaign County leads them, and I don't mean that as a positive, I mean that as a negative. One thing that we mentioned earlier when we looked at sexually transmitted diseases, STDs, we have the highest rates in the state of Illinois for gonorrhea and chlamydia. And if we look at even nationally, our rates are higher in this area than even in the national average. So that's one area that we definitely need to look at. When we look at substance abuse, you know, we have through our survey, you know, 18% of adults in Champaign are at risk of acute and binge drinking. So that's an issue for us. We still stay with substance abuse. We've been talking about different things as far as with the smoking issue, and you know, Champaign, the city of Champaign went for a referendum to ban smoking, and you know, or ban us thinking about it. But we're still at a high percentage rate. Over 22% of our adults here, or I shouldn't say adults, but people actually still smoke, and we'd like to get that down to 12%. In fact, you know, again, is what they're trying to do is actually have smoke-free in some of our restaurants and in those types of things. And so when you start looking at some of the data that's in there, again, I mentioned earlier as far as for our infant mortality, one of the lines that we look at would be, or thing that we would weigh ourselves against, is the Healthy People 2010 objectives. And their objective for 2010 is 4.5 births per thousand as far as infant mortality. In this area, Champaign-Urbana area, our African-American infant mortality rate is actually 25 per thousand. So that's five times higher than what we'd like to see. As far as if we look at what's happening with the 2010 objectives,
that's astounding.
Yes, it is. Obesity is another area. You know, through this iPlan survey, 50% of the adults that we surveyed are in the overweight category. 17 were in the obese category. And so, what do we do with that? How do we implement programs not only for adults, but this is also turning out to be quite an issue for our children. And so, where are they going to go, or what's going to happen to them as time goes on if we don't start putting in some type of exercise programs or programs that allow children to get some activity? And so, obesity is really an issue, not just here, but within the United States. But again, as I look through some of the materials here that are in the iPlan, I think that we can see our community definitely needs to change and have some thoughts of how to do that. And that's what we want to do in public health. We want to not only get this information out, but hopefully, again, with partners within the community, put some things together to allow for children to be more active and not just sit in front of the TV or in front of the game or the computer. So those are just some of our issues. And so, yes, we really have a lot to do in a lot of areas. Cardiovascular disease is very high in this area. And again, it's one of the leading causes in the United States, and it's also one of the leading causes in Champaign County. And 25% of all deaths are directly attributed to this condition as far as cardiovascular. And so what are we going to do with that? And how can we do that? We need to look at how can we reduce smoking from 20% to 12% or even less. And then, what other types of things can we do to make sure that people understand if they have, get their blood pressure checked or look at cholesterol levels? There's just a lot of different symptoms or a lot of different things that we need to do as people to make ourselves healthier.
Yeah. There's one other thing that I want to mention, and then I've got a question that's come in from a listener who isn't in our community, and I'm not going to be able to take the call, but I will ask the question because we're running down on time. This was something that struck me in the key findings of the iPlan draft. Homelessness has decreased since 1998 among adult males, but it's increased among women and children.
Yes, in fact, if you look at the corresponding charts in there. That's our one of our big issues here in the area, is that exactly what you said for males, but unfortunately for females who most time with children, those are our two categories that are expanding. And so how are we going to address that? How is that going to be something that the community needs to look at? And I know there's some different housing availability here, but that really is an issue.
Okay. And the question that the listener called in with involved, it's a rural needs kind of question, and it's about water safety. And that is, can you tell us anything about nitrates in rural water wells?
Yes. That's one of the – there's a test called partial chemical. And partial chemical, what it does for your water well, you can go to your local health department and they'll be able to either give you a bottle to be able to sample that. But nitrates has an effect, especially for pregnant mothers, and it causes a thing called a term called blue baby. And actually what nitrates do for women that are pregnant is actually pulls away oxygen and provide the nitrogen pulls or supplements the oxygen in the blood, causing a reduction in oxygen to the baby. So that's why they call the term blue baby. So nitrate levels are important to know. If you're on an on-site well, meaning if you have your own well, you need to, again, it's a very simple test. It's very, very inexpensive, but also something that could be very critical. And it's one of the standard areas that partial chemical analysis sample would test for. But you should know what your levels are, especially out in the rural communities.
Yeah, okay, very good. Well, we'll have to have you back. We'll talk about some of these issues and how you're doing, what our needs are, how we're doing, I suppose, I should say. And maybe we can have some other folks from the community who you're working with and sit down and have a discussion about some of these very important topics.
Well, I appreciate, again, the opportunity for being here. I'd love to come back. I want hopefully your listeners to understand that public health is changing, and I mean that for the positive. Public health in the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, as well as the county health department.